This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump says the federal government has granted emergency authorization for treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma. Health experts say the therapeutic needs more study before it can be celebrated, while the president calls the move, quote, a breakthrough, end quote, and one of his top health officials says it is, quote, promising. In an interview with ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the president had good reason for posting a tweet suggesting the lack of FDA approval for coronavirus therapeutics and vaccines may be politically motivated.
We really need to make sure that we have good science and the proper protocol, but we also can't wait around and assume that this virus is going to go away. This president wants real results, and that's why he took to Twitter.
The convalescent plasma treatment may provide benefits to those battling the disease, but the evidence has been inconclusive as to how it works or how best to administer it. India now leads the world with coronavirus infections as the country has reached a caseload of more than 3 million. The number of global infections is more than 23.4 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up more than half. A spokesperson for Eastern Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar has slammed a ceasefire announcement by the rival government of National Accord as a media stunt, accusing it of preparing a new offensive. Libya's warning rival administrations announced separately Friday that they would cease all hostilities and hold nationwide elections, drawing praise from the UN, the European Union, and several Arab countries. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States will ensure Israel retains a military advantage in the Middle East under any future U.S. arms deals with the United Arab Emirates, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday. Pompeo told reporters after a meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, quote, "The United States has a legal requirement with respect to qualitative military edge. We will continue to honor that," end quote. A U.S. brokered deal on normalizing relations between Israel and the UAE was announced August 13th. Austria is expelling a Russian diplomat for breaching the Vienna Convention governing diplomats' privileges and immunities, an Austrian foreign ministry spokesperson said Monday in what a tabloid newspaper reported as an economic espionage case. The spokesperson said, quote, "His behavior is not in accordance with the Vienna Convention," end quote, declining to elaborate further on the case. The Russian embassy in Vienna slammed the expulsion order on Twitter, saying, quote, "We are outraged by the unfounded decision of the Austrian authorities, which is damaging to constructive relations," end quote. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas will hold talks in Greece and Turkey Tuesday in a bid to help defuse mounting friction over gas reserves in the eastern Mediterranean. The discovery of major natural gas deposits in waters surrounding Cyprus and the Greek island of Crete has triggered a scramble for energy riches and revived old regional rivalries. People in the Caribbean felt the impact of Tropical Storm Laura overnight as it left nearly a dozen dead in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Now the U.S. Gulf Coast prepares for the impending arrival of two storms. As AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, the governor there warns residents to be prepared.
Governor John Bel Edwards is warning residents will start to feel the effect of Marco Monday.
You need to be prepared to ride out these storms.
He says that's because help may be delayed.
As soon as possible, maybe longer than it ordinarily is because we got the second storm coming in so soon behind the first one.
The governor says find a safe place, possibly with family, because of the coronavirus. Congregant sheltering is a last resort. By Wednesday, Laura starts affecting the coast, says National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Schott.
Though the winds may not be the greatest threat, there will be a significant threat when it comes to the rainfall.
I'm Julie Walker.
European stock markets surged Monday on hopes of a coronavirus vaccine, while the dollar waned on continued deadlock over a new U.S. stimulus deal, Diller said. Looking ahead to a key meeting of central bankers this week, traders sent London's benchmark rallying 2.0%, and major Eurozone indices were almost 2.5% higher, approaching the halfway stage. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.